Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. It is Monday, April 27th, and futures are down slightly. Jason, on Fox Business this morning, you were saying we're in this two-speed market. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you look at the Philadelphia SOX Index, semiconductors, mm-hmm. It's had 17 straight days of gains. We're going for 18 this morning.
Wow.
That's quite notable. The Dow is actually underperformed the NASDAQ by around 5%. So clearly the markets are looking through the Iranian news and focusing more on earnings, on rate cuts, on the AI build out. Something has to give here, and that something giving doesn't necessarily mean the market or the S&P or NASDAQ has to plummet. It's that we need to see catch up and a broadening. And I think we're on the precipice of that.
Okay. Speaking of tech, large cap, we're heading into another earnings week where 5 out of the 7 Mag 7 will be reporting. What are you expecting?
Well, Katie barred the door if they miss.
Yeah.
That is hardly our expectation. Listen, they account for 35% of the market cap of the S&P, so there is very little room for error. But I think given the amount of money that's going toward AI build-out, mm-hmm. going toward what's happening in terms of the shortage of GPUs, I think earnings are going to beat, they're going to exceed. The market may yawn because we've seen such a parabolic rise. In fact, the NASDAQ is up, 16% in the last 20-some-odd days. So I'm not expecting them to miss the mark.
Okay. Let's also talk about, you've said this before, you know, there's this broadening out trade that was happening at the beginning of the year. You're saying you think it might reemerge because it took a little bit of a sleepy moment a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, we finally had this moment where value and cyclical and small cap, industrials, yeah. materials all started catching a bid. And lo and behold, the Iranian situation emerged. All of a sudden, we've seen when the market rebound, everyone go back to their muscle memory of buying the school of what worked.
Right.
But you need to look past that because the multiple of the other 493 is 80% of the multiple of the S&P. And yet, earnings for those other 493 companies are slated to grow at around 16%. That is a compelling entry point
okay.
for the rest of the market.
So we're advising people, broadening out is happening. We have our value. We have our small cap. It's all part of the portfolio.
Barbell approach.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you to our listeners, and we hope you tune in for next week's episode.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.